Interrupting our regular programming to cross over to the Foreign Ministry office right here in Tehran, where we're going to listen to a spokeswoman.
Congratulations to everyone. Hopefully this month we'll have a lot of blessings for all of us, more than any other time I would be able to perform worships and religious duties and be able to think of others more than other days. Also, the 7th of Tir and the Iranian calendar coincides with the martyrdom anniversary of Ayatollah Beshi and 72 of his colleagues. I would like to offer condolences. I would like to remember the respected martyrs of the 7th of Tir, which shows that blind terrorism is always targeted the people who have been able to play a constructive role in the shaping up of establishment of governments and also the right of destiny of the people. They played their role in that respect, and the Islamic Republic of Iran fell victim to terrorism. Iran has always condemned terrorist operations, and ranking officials of ours have put their lives on the line. And we are one of the claimants of the countries fighting terrorism. We always stress that this anti-humane phenomenon should be dealt with properly and comprehensively, so that we would be able to witness a world devoid of terrorism. Greetings. I got two questions for you. One regarding the explosion the other night in Lebanon. It looks like after Syria and Iraq, terrorists are heading for Lebanon. I'd like to know your assessment and evaluation of these developments. And also, it said that 130 Iraqi planes that were in Iran have been returned to Iraq. Do you approve of that? Now, regarding your second question, Iraqi officials themselves, based on the news they released, they just rejected that news and say that's fabricated. So we cannot go make any further statements more than what the Iraqi officials themselves have said. And as for your first question, one of the concerns that we've always announced is the spread of terrorist operations and their operations in the region. We've always announced that terrorism does not confine to one certain region, Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, and many other countries. They have all experienced terrorism, insecurity, and spread of terrorism, as well as terrorist objectives in various countries are a source of concern, serious concern. Terrorism is actually a means and tool for countries and circles that use this as lever in line with their own interests and attaining their sinister objectives in the region and regional countries. So this has always been a source of concern. Creation of insecurity and disrupting democratic processes, dominating the polling ballot boxes, and also imposing weapons and warfare instead of democracy. They all are indicative of the fact that terrorism is being used as a lever or tool in order to overcome the votes of the people in various countries. That's how it's being used these days. So this, we have condemned this nefarious phenomenon, and we think that a way to counter it and uproot it, in addition to vigilance and awareness on the part of the regional country and the national unity in the different regional countries, also serious attention and without discrimination is needed. And using this as a lever and then commenting based on dual standard should be put an end to, and then so that within a global and comprehensive solution, the issue of terrorism could be dealt with as a phenomenon that could face a collective effort and to be terminated. Well, I want to see the latest developments between Tehran London ties. It was supposed that the London embassy be reopened, and also regarding the compensation to be made. Mr. Araghchi said that we have still not had a negotiation regarding that. If you'd explain. And also, it's been almost a year since Mr. Ahmed Nikmet has been abducted in Sana'a. Could you update us on that, please? Now, since the very beginning, late summer last year, in a meeting on the side of the UN Security Council, the two foreign ministers of Iran and England had a meeting, and it was agreed that on a step-by-step way the relations could resume. Now, since then, this gradual process has been ongoing. We have had some traveling or non-resident chartered affairs working, and then you see that our embassy also has resumed activities in order to offer services to our nationals in England. It just restarted its operations, and it's ongoing. So we are also waiting for British officials regarding their resumption of the embassy here. We have also witnessed that. So it's on its natural course. So we hopefully, through the decision to be made by both sides, the non-resident chartered affairs could be turned into residing chartered affairs so that things could be handled more smoothly. Now, regarding the damages, well, it's another process, and as we've also commented on that, well, determining the amount and the manner of payment and other such details need to be discussed. And then, so we have not entered that process yet. If such discussions start, then we'll also see how we should deal with the compensation and all the relevant aspects. It will be debated by both sides. Now, as for Mr. Nikbakht's status, we have been constantly following it up, and specifically with Yemeni officials, political officials, and security officials during the talks and visits made. We have discussed the issue. Now, based on the latest information we have from Yemeni officials, Mr. Nikbakht is in good health. There have been some promises made, but it's, we cannot tell you at this point when he will be released, or we cannot give you any further information at this point. But hopefully, given the follow-up, we will be able to give you some good news soon. Well, if you could introduce yourself, because you just joined. It's in Jamshidi from Asia, economic newspaper. I wanted to ask you this question, considering the political diplomatic activities that we have had in the past months. Alongside that, we have had economic diplomacy that's just started, and we've been witness to the arrival of various delegations in Iran. Also, economic activists and the NGOs have also joined in. I want to see what, how the foreign minister is going to support this economic diplomacy that just started. Thank you. Well, fortunately, with the start of the 11th government and the announcement of the government policies in connection with the foreign policies based on balanced approaches and reciprocal, a moderate approach and reciprocal respect. So we have started a new era in relations in various fronts with various countries in different parts of the world. So diplomatic shuttles and visits, the new ones have just begun. So these are not limited to the political front. So it's also spread to economic and trade spheres. So economic economists and businessmen are are willing also to tap into this and make use of this opportunity and to have trade relations, economic relations with the Islamic Republic of Iran. That's a key player in the region, enjoying great capacity and potential. They're willing to expand their relations. At the same time, you see that because of the negotiations regarding Iran's peaceful nuclear program, there is this psychological and general air in the world, which is much more positive and suitable to have relations with Iran compared to the past. So this incentive regarding economic and trade relations with Iran has been enhanced this way. So the foreign ministry, while setting the stage for these exchanges and interactions, that's what the foreign ministry is trying to facilitate. At the same time, activists, economic activists and tradesmen also, they want to have their own visits, and also having some mutual contracts and interactions. We're helping that process. So part of this activity, economic activities, I should say that it's based on the economy of resistance in that area. The foreign ministry has offered some proposals and plans to the government. So that our look to the economy is based on macro policies, and we are hopeful that in line with economy of resistance and such policies, all these interactions and the capacities that exist, we would be able to see the better implementation of the policies of the economy of resistance. So hopefully these spheres, we could say to some extent, these are considered as first steps. So by further interactions and broadening the spheres, we would reach some operational stages. Well, I have two questions for you. Based on the latest follow-up regarding the expulsion of Iranian students from Norway, they said that on the pretext of that they are setting up nuclear-related fields and majors. What has become of that? And also based on ratification by Parliament, I hope in the future we're going to have 14 new nuclear power plants, but based on the Geneva Agreement, on the final agreement actually with Geneva, Iran has no right to establish new power plants, if you could elaborate on that. Of course, I don't know how you have the text of the final agreement. We still have nothing final at hand. So make sure anytime this is finalized, then we could see what can be done. At the same time, I should also tell you that definitely bilateral and national plans of ours are still in place. And like we've said, peaceful nuclear program, a major part of which is based on our practical needs. So regardless of the fact that whether the nuclear talks would come to fruition or not, our national programs will follow their natural course. And I think a judgment as to how many power plants we should have or what will happen in the final agreement, well, we should wait and see when we could have the final agreement. Now, regarding the Iranian students in Norway, I already announced that there is a large number of registrations. A big part of the students were inside the country making registrations, so that's not a problem. They are waiting for their extension of their visa or residence permit. So it was only five students who at the doctoral level. They are facing some problems because of their courses and majors. Our embassy in Oslo has had contacts with the higher education officials of Norway and also the officials of the foreign ministry and university officials so that they would be able to enable our students to continue their pursue their education there. Also based on the sanctions and regarding education, pursuit of education in some courses are facing some problems. So we are hopeful that this problem could also be removed.